On Aspire with Emma Greed, I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From Mark Cuban to Mel Robbins, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast available now.
This is Moses Moody, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm missing, man. Come back. He's got that.
Butch Cassidy? Is that what this is?
G'd up. And I know Snoop Dogg's featured on. Oh, it's the Eastsiders.
Yeah.
Eastsiders.
You could ask me. I had it.
You say, I heard you say Tupac before you came back to break.
I didn't have my headphones. I mean, oh, you heard that.
It could have fooled me.
I miss Moody, though.
Yeah, Cam's got a lot of the deep cuts.
Yep.
Yeah, he's been out with the wrist. Hey.
Sprained wrist.
Yeah.
How long does that take?
He played through it in the playoffs. He'll be good to go.
It didn't have a good playoffs. Him or Pod shooting the ball. Both of them had something going on with the fingers.
There's only one guy who had a good playoffs last year.
Chef.
I was thinking Kuminga.
No. Well.
Look, Curry's ended four with games. Injury. Yeah, he had a good four games.
It wasn't Jimmy. It damn sure wasn't Jimmy.
He had the tailbone. He could, you know, this tuchus.
Yeah.
He got torn. Tore the tuchus. All right, Goo. I do want to pivot a little bit here.
Let's do it. Kevin McHale.
So we got some NFL news. We got some Niners news. Which one do you want to start with?
Niner news.
Niner news?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think there's been anybody as interested or fascinated than you with Brandon Ayuk and what is going on.
I want to know.
I can't tell people the amount of days where, you know, we're sitting in the green room, me and Steiny are chopping it up about whatever. Goo comes in. And we'll be like, hey, you know, Goo, what's on your mind today? You know, what's going on? And he'll just be like, B.A. And I'll say, where is that coming from? So George Kittle was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast.
Bussin' with the Boys.
And was asked about the, let's just call it what it is, a bizarre situation with Brandon Ayuk.
I can't wait for this.
And he said that I started out going to see him in the training room. Because the last time he saw Brandon Ayuk at training camp, first couple of weeks, and he was in the weight room, but B.A., Brandon Ayuk, did not go into the locker room or the training room. So Kittle would go out to the weight room to see him when he was doing his rehab.
All right.
And he said, quote, I just go out there and talk to him because he didn't go to meetings or anything like that. I just talk to him, let him know, hey, I'm your guy, just letting you know I love you. I started doing that. Week 6 into the season, now he's talking about. I don't know what week it was. Then literally a week later, that story came out, Diana Rossini and Mike Silver of The Athletic, that Ayuk's contract had been voided and that he was no longer with the team.
Wow.
And then Kittle said, I didn't see him again. It's not something I bring up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan very often. That's on you guys. I just try to be there for the players. If there's something going on, because you always want to be there for the boys. But I don't know what's going on with Brandon, Kittle said. I don't know what he's thinking. I have no idea.
That is, it makes me love Kittle more. And, you know, always I got to bring this or intertwine it with Draymond Green about not being there. And he said it. These are Dre's words for Kuminga on the road early on. But Kittle's that guy. Like, that's what I would do to you or Steiny. Like, you good? And that's what he was doing, checking on him. But I guess I'm more alarmed that his own teammate and brother is trying to get, not to the bottom of it, be there for Brandon, and for whatever reason, like Hoffa, nobody knows. And I do wonder if we'll ever find out, but if it's not the Commanders, my intensity, or you could say, Goo, you got a life. You need to worry about all this other stuff in your life and your family members. I get that, but this is sports. I mean, if it's not the Commanders, I'm wondering, man, has he thrown his career away? Like, what's going on upstairs with B.A.?
Well, I don't think he's technically been released yet. So he...
Do you think the Niners are being, petty with that, or going to wait to the draft and then see if somebody bites and get something for him?
Let me ask you this. With some of the information that we have, which is very little, because we haven't really heard Ayuk speak on it, we've seen him post on Instagram. We've heard now Kittle say he doesn't know, and he's in the meetings every day. He's been in the building ever since B.A. was drafted to the Niners. Would you be mad if the Niners were petty? That if they essentially held him to prevent him from playing for another team, which is what it seems like he wants. At least that's how I read it, is that he wants to go play for another football team.
At this point, I would hope the Niners would know who they are and what they are, and I think they do. And at this point...
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Just cut their losses. And would I be irritated that they did it? Or would I feel like, man, we entrusted this dude with a bag and he threw it back in our face, gave us bad pub? I guess I could understand them being petty in this sense.
I could too.
Because he has been petty to the point to where now he's no longer a part of your team. And there is some, this could be strong, not embarrassment, but there is something to the fact of you hitched your wagon and put a ring on a dude that took it and then a day later just threw it in your face or threw it down the toilet, flushed it down the toilet. Like, I wouldn't come down to Niners Road if they wanted to be petty and kind of get in the way of him going to his new locale.
Well,
delay it.
I mean, I don't know if they'll do it, and I generally think being petty is not the way you want to live your life. But the way that Ayuk acted, or you know, as it appears from the Niners' standpoint, it really hurt them this season. I mean,
if Ayuk was
out there and was, by the time he'd come back from his ACL, which would have, you know, probably been midway through the season, maybe last 4 weeks.
Just like we keep talking about Porzingis or whatever, Curry cut.
Exactly.
It was always going to be that, yeah.
I mean, do they beat Seattle? No, I don't think they do. But they
score
might have
scored
a touchdown.
No doubt about it.
Brandon Ayuk, when he was right, he was damn good for this football team. And that's what's still so confusing to me about the whole thing is what went wrong. And I don't know if we're ever going to find out.
And I'll tell you this, and I love that you use the F word. I'll be fascinated because I am. Okay, I saw him and they got the picture where he looked down and mad. And his girlfriend tweeted when the season was over, when they lost in the Super Bowl, about basically how underutilized he was. But nobody ate big that day. And maybe that's why you lost. Neither here nor there. Forget stats. The team goes, even if they were having second thoughts or there was a battle royale, they gave you a bag. They gave Brandon Ayuk, who I'm a fan of, more money than I thought he was going to get. So I ask you, what could have possibly been said or done once he signed his John Hancock on that contract that was going to give him generational wealth for him to sour and basically go childish on him? Because that's what I think he did.
Well, it's one of the stranger 180s that I've seen from a player. I mean, look.
Who won the negotiation?
Well, he won, but also before the contract negotiation, I never thought of Brandon Ayuk as a malcontent or a problem. I don't think he was a diva. You know, he went out there and he blocked. I know he had the problem with Shanahan early in his career, but
I was going to bring that up. Yeah, doghouse or
yeah, but that I mean, he put that behind him, and then he shows up to camp with different colored shorts. He's you know, it's like he's making a statement, and I just don't know what changed. Maybe he felt like during the negotiations there was some level of disrespect, and then after he came back, he still played that year, didn't play well, and then obviously tore his ACL. I just wonder what he wants at this point. You know, is it to go play with his buddy Jaden Daniels in Washington? And if that's the case, it feels like that's been I think that's been the case for a while. This is what the 650 is saying from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Be petty. He admitted to making negotiations harder than they needed to be. He blew up a trade that we already had in place. I think that's how a lot of 49ers fans feel, is if the Niners are going to be petty about this, I don't think anybody's going to fault them for it. And until I hear from Brandon Ayuk about why he is in this position, I can't necessarily kill the Niners either. You know what I mean?
What I do, and I'm here now, and you tell me if this is too strong. What if I told you, until we hear that breaking news that he's on the Commanders, I don't know how long that line is. I'm so concerned about Brandon Ayuk. What if I told you I'm worried about his career? Would you say that's too strong at this juncture? That's where I'm at. Because if it ain't D.C., I mean, what are you doing? And then, on top, you could get a life, goo. And I've heard that before. So in the midst of all him not being there for the Niners, he posts, go spend your money on whatever you want to in life, whoever you are. But to video yourself getting ice or jewels when you're not putting up numbers, I just thought that didn't match. It didn't fit. It was like, what message are you sending? It's your money. You're right. It's a free world. But do you know what people are clamoring for here on the West Coast in the Bay for you to come back? Do you love the game? And do you know just how serious of a situation you put yourself in by punting and losing all the rest of the bread on the contract? Like, I felt like the light wasn't home. And I guess I got to be careful because I'm not Dr. Harry Edwards. I got Antonio Brown vibes.
Oh.
Then driving past the stadium for telling on yourself for what? Okay, you can, well, for what? That's why I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go there yet. I mean, AB is in a different category, especially post perfect hit. But I think
the concern, I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, because no one can understand what the F is going on. And that's why, like, keeping him on the team when you don't have to, that to me would be considered petty. But, like, he kind of put himself in that position, too.
Man.
I just have never seen a divorce like this where everything
is this
seems
a divorce, or did the spouse just leave?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
came
a good
home
point.
And a note on the counter.
Or just said, hey, I'm going to the corner store to get some cigarettes.
Some not, safe milk. Yeah,
I'm
I got
not,
you.
I'm not coming back. You know, man. I just go get a six-pack and I'm out.
I'm really, truly bummed, man. So I hear right now all the intel's pointing to D.C., but what if it ain't?
What then if he doesn't wonder, play?
Yeah, like that, like, I don't even think that. I know it sounds crazy, but then it doesn't.
I'm assuming that he's healthy at this point. But again, when George Kittle, and this is kind of what we're talking about, you know, when George Kittle on Bussing with the Boys.
Being a leader, man.
When he says today, I have no idea what's going on with BA, that after that story came out that popped in the middle of the season about them voiding his contract, that he didn't see him again, it leads me to believe that even his teammates aren't really in communication or know what happened. Now, to be fair, I think Kittle also went on to say that after he tore his Achilles against Philadelphia, he got a text from Ayuk and said, thinking about you. So he's still.
Oh, this was that? Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, he's still, you know, tapping in with his guys. But for your own team, especially on that side of the ball, I realize in locker rooms, there's, you know, defense, special teams, guys are divided, kind of clicky based on position groups.
Yeah.
But if guys in your own room or even the wide receiver room don't know what's happening with you,
That's a sign.
I don't know how to take that.
And I got to be careful. Kendrick Bourne, the great Kendrick Bourne, was on Ryan Clark's podcast with the guys. Pivot?
The Pivot podcast, yeah.
And they asked him about B.A., and Bourne was smiling like he always does and didn't throw B.A. under the bus, but they asked when was the last time they kind of talked to him. And Kendrick Bourne, I'm watching it, he kind of was like, we kind of don't hear or see B.A. anymore. Kind of like he had, like, you know, was off in his own. And I thought to myself, it wasn't Kendrick wanted that to be the answer. But I feel like, I don't know if you ever just growing up, you go or grow away from a partner or a friend, you know, like a homie, and they go somewhere that wasn't the best way to go, but you kind of was inevitable. I feel like B.A.'s doing that right now. And then years later, we'll find out. He'll say, yeah, that. I don't know where my head was at. That was the wrong move.
This is from the 925. Let's see here. Kittle saying, I have no idea what's going on. That's what I'm talking about. The difference between a Tomlin and a Shanahan. Everybody knew who was in charge of the locker room in Pittsburgh. Not one person was surprised when they told the best receiver in the game, you can go. But here in the Bay, apparently being more petty, being petty is more important than establishing your culture.
Listen, I don't want to throw rocks at Tomlin, but AB had 100 lives, if you listen to the stories in Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? He was putting up – so they were able to look past a lot of stuff because AB was balling.
Yeah, and I mean, to be fair, to my knowledge, Ayuk hasn't done anything actually off the field. Okay. It's just been his disappearance from the team.
It makes you wonder if he loves the game. And Austin in San Jose, he's a big Commander fan. He's saying, "Goo, we are not waiting on the Commanders are not waiting on BA." That's a little. I'm not saying you are, but I'm just a bird in the hand is better than three in the bush. If it ain't DC, who's it going to be? If he truly loves the game, I hope I'm so wrong.
Well, this is the thing, too. At the end of the day, if you're telling me that you're getting a locked-in Brandon Ayuk, there's probably 31 teams that would take him at a particular price. And that's the other part of it, too, which you brought up and have been, is how much money he cost himself.
That's the part!
But I think he is so confident in himself that he believes he might be able to make that back, or the money just wasn't worth it for whatever he had to deal with the Niners.
Until the Niners release him, the clock is not ticking on him.
No, he still counts against the books.
All right.
And there's going to be a dead cap number regardless, right. But
I'm thinking about a draft maybe.
You know, I don't know if they're going to release him pre June 1st, post June 1st.
And what if the Commanders really wanted him? Would they call and give the Niners something to where, all right,
no.
We knew this was a loss.
No, and that's but that's what you announced to the world when you voided his contract is that things had gotten so bad that you couldn't even trade the guy. And that's why you go out and you bring in Mike Evans and you bring in Christian Kirk.
It sounded like there was a trade. Kyle said he had to go pull the cord out the socket.
Before they gave him the contract,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was Pittsburgh.
But even then, that was mixed messages. Like, is there life without? We always say, why don't they trade Draymond? They don't think there's life without him. But, man.
Well, that's where the Niners thought they were still in a Super Bowl window. I mean, I actually feel like their moves this offseason were not similar to the Brandon Ayuk summer a couple of years ago, but to me, they signal the Niners believe they have action.
And I believe they got action. Now, what that is, you got to show me, but with these additions and some, it's not a lot. Did you need a lot? And I get it. No-name defense with youngsters. You had the bad injuries. But I look at Bosa, what he'll be. I look at Warner. I look at those as free agents or draft picks. Dudes that left your team and you were still able to go win around in the playoffs. Now they're coming back to add what you were able to. Hey, show me. I can't wait to watch.
All right, here's George Kittle on Bussin' with the Boys. This is a clip that I was referencing earlier.
The last time I saw Ayuk was because he was kind of at training camp, kind of not. And then he was like in and out of the building throughout like those first couple weeks. And I started going out to like see him. Like in the weight room, because he didn't go into the locker room or the training room anymore. So he would just go to the weight room to do his rehab. I just go out there and talk to him because like didn't go to meetings or anything like that. And so I was like, I just talked to him like, hey, let him know that, hey, I'm your guy. Like just let him know I love you. And then literally like I started doing that call week 6. I don't really know what week it was. And then literally a week later, that story came out, like all the crazy stuff. And then I didn't see him again. That's not something I bring up to like John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan very often. Like that's on you guys. And I just try to be there for the players if there's something going on. Cause you know, like you always want to be there for the boys. I don't know what's going on with Brandon. Like, I don't know what he's thinking about or, you know, what he's thinking. So I really have no idea. Yeah. Like I just, hey man, like we've played together for 4 years now. Like I love you. I love playing football with you. How can I help? And then like literally 2 days later, the article comes out and I don't see him again. So I was just like, all right.
Evan, what was it?
He was out of breath a couple of times there, George Kittle.
Stuff, but yeah, he tried to do his part, man. I got love for 85.
But if George Kittle can't get to a guy, out of everyone on the San Francisco 49ers, he and Warner on the defensive side, those would be the two individuals that I would say, hey, you know, we're feeling like this guy's drifting a little bit. He's not really close to the team, not really feeling like he's a part of the group. How about you go talk to him? Kittle would be the guy that I'd choose on the offensive side of the ball.
Now, I've given credit to this guy. Do you have a problem if I say Kyle? Because I believe,
invite him over for dinner?
No doubt. Just chop it up, do something, go for a drive, no speeding. But I've always given Kyle his flowers because even throughout all these seasons, I don't believe one player's kind of called him out. Even if they disagree with him. And I think that's an ultimate sign of respect. But this is, I truly believe, knock, knock, nobody's home. Like nobody could have got, Dr. Phil couldn't have got to IU.
And that's, I think you're spot on there. If there had been a track record of players leaving San Francisco and saying, yeah, culture just really wasn't for me. I didn't like it there. Didn't have a good time. Then I think there might be more evidence to why Brandon Ayuk was in the right. But not even George Kittle can figure this thing out. And that's, I don't know, maybe that will make a difference in that room this offseason. Maybe it is why they targeted a guy like Mike Evans, who's a consummate professional.
Yeah.
Because they didn't believe that dealing with this sort of thing was worth it to them anymore.
Can I throw one? This is truly out of left field to you.
You know, it's baseball season.
I was shocked when they drafted Pearsall, mm-hmm. his teammate in college, Ayuk's. And Ayuk tweeted Lynch. I thought, you know, something like, yeah, way to go. But now I'm looking back at it, and I'm wondering if Ayuk really was disturbed. And I'm not putting this on Ricky, but I'm putting it on the pick. Like, was Brandon like, I'm the dude here. We don't need no help. Was that the embryo stages of maybe some resentment? And then he gets hurt, and he's watching Pearsall ball. I'm wondering, like, he tweeted Lynch that, and I just thought to myself, we all thought it was like, yeah, he's being a team player. Or could that have been, you know, taken like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, first of all, he hasn't seen Ricky play a whole lot because Pearsall hasn't been able to stay on the field. But number two, I think that if there was anybody who should have been weary of their standing with the Niners after that pick, it was Deebo Samuel because he was on the way out.
Yeah.
And he ended up ditching for Washington. You know, they didn't bring him back. I don't know.
That didn't
go
well. Now here come the other Niner if he does end up in D.C.
I mean, this idea of drafting the heir apparent, I mean, do you think that really impacts players or their egos?
Not when you're in your prime and you're the dude, so I want to say no, but now that we know what we think we know or I do about Ayuk, I don't put anything past, like, who pissed in your Wheaties? Like, when did it go south? When maybe, and that this does not get brought up a lot, and I'm wondering if it was maybe not the Super Bowl lack of targets, maybe it was his draft pick, but then it's your boy, your college dude.
Well, and this is from the 415 and the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line that I would kind of push back on is you have to think that the receiver room was toxic with contract demands from Deebo, Ayuk, and Jennings all wanting to be paid. I think that's a natural part of sports, and especially in football. Everybody wants to get their chicken.
And
I mean,
two of them got the bag.
What is Trent Williams doing right now? He's trying to get paid.
Just waiting. Well, he's going to get paid.
Yeah, I think he will too. We got to hit a break, though. Again, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to get in on the conversation. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. And we're giving you another chance to play knockout all week long. Again, coming up, Chase Center, Monday, April 6th. Crossover today between 1:45 and 2:15. We're giving away two spots every single day this week. So you got to tap in to listen to earn your spot. For more information, go to 957thegame.com. That segment was sponsored by the Caltrans Stormwater Program.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.